The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
What I'm seeing here, Kevin Randall, to kind of cut this short a little bit, that is that there may be a small agency that has the ultimate secret. We understand that. But that information does leak out. They can't control all of it. It's just so sprawling, the government. There's no way. So you do have the pieces of a puzzle. If you can only assemble the pieces, maybe you would know the secret before there's even some kind of final revelation.
Well, one of the problems we run into is the skeptics. And one of them, I think, in a comment on my blog just recently said he wouldn't believe they were aliens even if he saw the craft and the bodies. And so we have to put up with that sort of thing as well. So that helps keep the secret. I've often said that in some of the great hoaxes that have been exposed in the UFO field that helps create this idea there's nothing to it, I've often said if I was the guy running the operation to supply the disinformation or keep the thing secret, I'd take credit for all this with my bosses. See what I was able to do? I was able to divert attention in this direction. So it's all of that going on. But as we look at the information, we can gather the testimony from very credible witnesses. They often give us clues as to where to look for documentation, and we can sometimes find that documentation. And so we have to be able to provide that so that other people can follow in our footsteps. The Ramey memo comes to mind immediately. That's the document that Ramey is holding in one of the pictures taken in his office in 1947. And there's attempts to read this based on blow-ups and manipulation of the photographs to read what that document actually says, which could turn out to be the smoking gun. And I've said, but what we have to do is make sure that we provide all the information on how we got to that point, if it does lead to that conclusion, so that everybody else can follow us and see that we have done nothing to alter it. You can do the same thing by following these steps, and this information is available. We have to be available, in essence, for peer review of our research, that others can follow in our footsteps and verify what we're saying.
There you go. No way to do it, it sounds like. Kind of frustrating.
Well, no, it's not there's no way to do it. There's people we're not going to be able to convince no matter what we have and what we present in evidence. But what I'm saying is the evidence is out there, but we just have to be a little bit more diligent in our collection of that evidence and make sure that the steps we took to get to that evidence can be followed by somebody else. So if I present a document to you and I say this comes from such and such and prove such and such, you can go to that agency and get the same documents. You know, and that's the point with MJ-12. You can't do that. You can't go to a government agency that inadvertently released the documents and they say, yes, this is a document we hold. You can do that with Moondust, for example. You can do this with other secret stuff. So we have to be able to provide the steps to get to the conclusions that we have drawn so that others can see it independently of what we've done.
Well, Kevin, I have a quick question here for some of our first-time listeners and neophytes into this particular subject. Project Moondust, now, wasn't that tasked with the recovery of downed objects? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Project Moondust was developed to recover returning space debris of foreign manufacturer or unknown origin. Foreign manufacturer clearly labels Soviet Union, and now would be all the other space agencies around there. And foreign unknown origin, that's the UFO component. When we look at Moondust files, we can see the UFO component in there. And that was one of the things that the FOIA request did, is it was State Department files under Project Moondust that talked about UFO sightings in other parts of the world, and the recovery of objects. Most of the time, the objects clearly are of terrestrial manufacture. But we've got some very good sightings that come out of Moondust. The four sightings I found in Project Blue Book are really crappy sightings. basically, they could be meteors seen in the distance very quickly from the descriptions you see in the files. But it shows the UFO component. So Moondust had a UFO component. It had a number of missions. They deployed a number of times. Now, since we've got into this, Senator Jeff Bingaman of New Mexico had queried the Air Force about Project Moondust. And he was told at the time that there was no such project. It never existed. When Moondust documents were sent to the Air Force, I mean, clearly from the Department of State, so that there was a provenance for the documents, the Air Force wrote back and said, we'd like to amend our last statement. Yes, there was a Project Moondust, but we never deployed it. Well, other documents show that it did deploy. So, you know, what we found is government duplicity in this, government lying about what Moondust did, where it went, if it even existed, and we've been able to document all that. So if you wanted to follow in my footsteps, you know, I'd say, well, you've got to take a look at FOIA the stuff from the State Department. You have got to look at the Project Blue Book files, and it's the cases around September of 1960, I believe. So you can go to the Blue Book files, and you can look it up, and you can see the Project Moondust cases yourself. So you can follow my footsteps independently and get to the same place.
Well, that brings me to a really good question that's been posed by JPW in Wisconsin at forum.theparacast.com, where you can ask questions of our guests. And this is a perfect lead-in to the question. Mr. Randall has lived through many changes throughout his career. If he's willing to wade into a potentially political puddle of mud, I'd like to hear about his broader thoughts on the current lack of transparency on the part of the U.S. government and the steep decline in the public's trust in government. How we've arrived at this point, and maybe UFO secrecy could be commented within this context.
Well, that's a wide-ranging question, but I will say
it's just basically saying, hey, you know, public trust in the government has really degraded, and, you know, we have this lack of transparency now.
Well, yes, and to address the lack of transparency, FOIA used to require a response in 10 working days. So you file a FOIA request, they were required to respond. Now, oftentimes the response was, we have your request, we're looking at it. They've now complied with the letter of the law, but they haven't really told you anything. And then sometime later, you might get some documents that relate to that. In the age of email and the internet, I have filed some FOIA requests with military organizations and gotten a response quickly from them over the internet, answering my questions, especially if they were simple questions. On the other hand, I filed FOIA requests with the Secretary of the Air Force and gotten absolutely no response, none whatsoever, which means FOIA simply has no real teeth left anymore. So now we have the lack of transparency. They're just not afraid of not responding to you. And I think this whole thing is an outgrowth of really the Vietnam War, where there was a very adversarial relationship between the government and the press. And some of the things that you could see on the TV clearly were not related to what the government was saying. It moves on to Watergate, where President Nixon was saying, well, I'm not a crook, I'm not involved, we didn't do this, we didn't do that, and it comes out, well, they did do all of that, to ongoing things today, where the president or the administration or the government says one thing, and it turns out something completely different is true. And you've got it on both sides of the aisle. You've got the Congress, whose most congressmen seem to be their mission is to get reelected, and they don't worry about what's happening to the country. So you can see all of that for yourself, that the transparency in the government and the mission of the government now is to sort of perpetuate itself, as opposed to do what governments were supposed to do when they were created back, well, our government 200 and some odd years ago.
Well, what's happening now is people in Congress and the Senate, they spend a lot of their time fundraising because they won't be reelected unless they get enough cash. And sometimes it costs a lot of money, though, of course, in a strange turn of events. Congressman Eric Cantor raised $5 million. His opponent raised maybe $100,000 or $200,000, and the opponent won, and the polls were all off. So that was a big mess. But you know, so it's become a money machine. They're a money operation. And the other question I'm going to ask you when we get back from our break is there private industry involvement in keeping the UFO secret? Because I think that would do better. There's no government bureaucrat to leak the information. You don't know where it is because some private corporation has it. Kevin Randall joins us. The book is The Government UFO Files with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Amanda Bolso here from Midas Resources. Today, June 10th, 2014, gold opened at $12.6110. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.0717, $6.5359 for a half ounce, or $3.2679 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.0717, $6.5359, and $3.2679.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So my crazy quilt question, Kevin Randall, on the Paracast with Gene and Chris, is whether any of this information with regard to the secret, with regard to captured spaceships such as Roswell, could that have been funneled off to private industry, which would make it basically invisible unless we knew where to look?
I will say yes. I think as you attempt to reverse engineer this and you find out it's outside the expertise of the people you're talking to, you may attempt to find others with other expertise that might be able to give you answers. So some of it could have been funneled into private industry, but it's just a very convoluted question, and we get hints of these sorts of things, and the problem is we don't know where to look. We don't know the code names. We don't know how to access specific information. So if you don't know the code names, if you know it's not going to be filed under UFO crash, it's going to be filed under something else. And if we don't know that code name, then we're not going to be able to find anything. And a lot of times in these FOIA requests, you get the response is the information is properly classified. But the only event that should make it properly classified would be a national security event. And that's where Maelstrom becomes important, because we're dealing with a national security event. If an outside agency, whatever that agency might be, can shut down a missile, a whole flight of Minuteman missiles at the same time so they cannot be launched, then that's a matter of national security, because you don't want the Soviets to know that it can be done and somebody figured out how to do it. So you have to take a look. You have to take a look at all of that sort of thing. But so when they say, "Well, that's a matter of national security," yeah, that's a matter of national security. Were UFOs involved in that? Well, there were sightings all over the darn place at the time that happened, and so UFO may have found a way through whatever method of shutting down the missile flights. It becomes a matter of national security. So that sighting, those sighting events, now go in a different direction.
Yeah, we won't even talk about all the cattle mutilations that occurred in the 70s around Malmstrom, right in the midst of a UFO wave.
And there's nothing in my book about the cattle mutilations, but there's stuff in my book about the Malmstrom shutdowns, including information from Robert Salas, of course, and some other people who are involved. Here's something interesting that I don't know if it's mentioned in the book, but if you all know about the RB-47 chase that took place in 1957. This was a bomber that was on a training mission over the Gulf of Mexico, flew up through Mississippi, over across Shreveport, Louisiana, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and then back to its home base. And it was paced by a UFO in a number of cases. The crew saw it. It was painted on radar, apparently painted on radar on the ground. The pilot was a guy named Lewis Chase. He was a major at the time. When you get to the Maelstrom case, the UFO officer that's working with the guys from the University of Colorado and their UFO study, same guy, Lewis Chase. He's now a lieutenant colonel. He's the UFO officer at Maelstrom Air Force Base. And he's telling some of the Colorado investigators, "I can't get into that. It's national security." And that would be the missile shutdown part of it.
Wow. So he has an event occur where he's probably the ranking officer, and then he becomes an expert.
He's the ranking officer on the airplane. He's the pilot in command. He's involved with the UFO sighting, and the next thing you know, he's at Maelstrom Air Force Base as a lieutenant colonel, as the UFO officer, which is unusual because the UFO officer was normally some second lieutenant that got the job as an additional duty. They didn't have one guy assigned to it full time, but if there was a UFO sighting in the area, this poor second lieutenant or first lieutenant was normally tasked with finding it. But here at Maelstrom, the guy tasked with it was a lieutenant colonel.
Wow. And the name Chase has some interesting name game implications.
Well, yes, it does. And I was hoping we wouldn't go there.
Keep it going, Chris.
Okay. Well, on that note, we'll just kind of move right along here. I have a question from Joey K22, who's been a longtime poster at forum.theparacast.com. I mean, we're talking 5 years, and this is only his 28th message at forum. At the forum here, and he's wondering if you have any examples of when conspiracy theorists have been proven correct over the past 100 years, he says, in regards to UFOs and the government. That's a good question. You'll probably have to scratch your head a little bit on that one.
Well, actually, no. The thing that springs to my mind is the Project Moondust stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, here we're alleging that there was this investigation called Moondust, and the Air Force is denying that it ever existed. And pretty soon we've got the documentation, and the Air Force saying, "Oh, yeah, it existed, but we never used it." And we have the documentation to prove that. So in this respect, that conspiracy theory has been proven accurate.
Right. And Jeff Bingaman, as you mentioned, was told that there was no such thing.
Absolutely. And so here's you know, one that springs to mind immediately. We can look at some of the other things. Another great one would be the Colorado study published in 1969 about there being no national security implications. We made a scientific study and there's nothing to be learned from UFOs. And we find, as the study was beginning, the Air Force sends a letter written by a lieutenant colonel named Robert Hippler telling the Condon Committee exactly what to find. We would like you to say some positive things about the Air Force investigation. We'd like to say you'd say there's no national security implications. We'd like you to say that we should, you know, end the investigation so we can get out of this thing that we publicly have to investigate. And the Colorado Commission writes back and said, yeah, okay, we can do that. And the next thing you know, Condon is saying, in a speech in Corning, New York, I really don't think there's anything to this, but I'm not supposed to come to that conclusion for another 18 months.
So right, you shouldn't spend any more money on this. And so the government, the Air Force in particular, uses this as an excuse to stop and cease Project Blue Book, and then 6 months later, MUFON begins.
They stop public investigation, but we know it's not true because A, the Air Force mission is to keep our skies clear of unknown objects. So they have a mission beyond UFOs to investigate these things. But secondly, we know that Project Moondust existed at that time. So they quit Project Blue Book, but Moondust continues. And Moondust is doing some of the same stuff that Blue Book was doing. So we see the continuation of the investigation. In fact, if you go back to the very beginning, Project Sign, early on after 18 months or so, they issued a final report that, well, we couldn't find anything to flying saucers. We stopped the investigation. That was a lie. They changed the name and continued as Project Grudge. When Grudge ended, they said, well, here's our final report on Grudge. We're not going to investigate anymore. And they continued with Project Blue Book. Blue Book eventually evolved into a debunking agency, a public affairs debunking agency, but they kept telling us, we've stopped the investigation, but they continued on under another name. So in 1969, they said, well, we've stopped the investigation, but clearly they've continued it under Project Moondust, which we know about, until the mid-1980s. We just don't know the code name of the new project.
So that's an interesting way to get out of something. You rename it so the previous investigation doesn't exist because it's known under a new name, but if you don't know the new name, you can't find it. Oh, well. Kevin Randall wrote a book called The Government UFO Files, The Conspiracy of Cover-Up. You're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, listeners, we've been asking your questions of Kevin Randall. His book is The Government UFO Files. You're on with Gene and Chris. Chris, any other questions we could follow through with at this point?
Well, we do have one from Bonzo 4880, who just joined on Monday. And I'm not sure, Kevin, if I want to ask you this, but because I know it's going to open up a can of alien worms here. But what do you think about Dulce and Phil Schneider?
Oh, my Lord. And they just did that I saw that on History 2 this morning. Just saw that. I just do not believe the tale. I don't think there's any good solid evidence that his story is true. I just don't buy it.
About Anthony Sanchez and his Colonel X and this UFO Highway book that he released a number of years back that attempts to, I guess, jumpstart this whole underground base at Dulce scenario. Are you familiar with Colonel X and that whole scenario?
Well, here's the problem, Colonel X. Yeah, who is this guy? Was he really a military officer? We can't verify anything about him. And the sad thing I've found is we can verify military credentials of anybody. It's not that hard to do. I keep waiting.
Yeah, it's called a DD-214.
Well, not even that. You're living wherever the hell you are, and somebody says, "Well, I'm this military guy, and I know this, that, and the other thing." You can file a request with the in St. Louis, which is where the military records are held, and they will release to you all parts of the guy's military record that are public information: awards and decorations, military schools, ranks they achieved, some very good information. So if a guy says, "Well, I was a military officer, I did this, that, and the other thing," and you write to him, he says, "Well, no, we have no record of this guy," or they say, "Yes, here is the guy's record," and it turned out he'd been a low-ranking enlisted man. Well, you know, there's something that suggests that maybe we shouldn't accept this guy's tale. This is what happened with Robert Willingham and the the crash in Del Rio in 1950. He originally said it was 1948. He then said it was 1950. Then he said it was the mid-1950s. I found in the MUFON Journal in 1968, March of 1968, called Skylook at the time, but on page 3 of it, there was a paragraph from this guy, and he was a CAP, lieutenant colonel, nothing about this, and the story is completely different than what he tells today. So I went to the archives in St. Louis and got his military record and found out that he'd served from December of 1945 to January of 1947, and that's his whole military service. So he couldn't have been a fighter pilot. He couldn't have been a retired Air Force colonel. All that stuff was wrong. Well, that just kills the credibility of the story. That's something that's very simple to do, but you have to have the names of the guys to do it. So if you're talking like a Colonel X, you cannot verify the information, and if you can't verify it, your best course of action is to disbelieve it until you can find some verification from independent sources. And that's the other thing that trips us up periodically, is we think it comes from independent sources and it's all traceable back to a single source.
Well, you know, when you says Colonel X or something, I think of Commander X from Tim Beckley, one of his house names, Colonel B, Commander X. These are just pseudonyms. So you wonder, maybe he adapted it from that.
There's any number of stories that came from allegedly high-ranking military officers, and almost universally, I'm unable to verify their military service or their high ranks. Steve Wilson was another one who came out with some really great stories and said he'd been in the Air Force for 39 years. And the thing that caught me is, well, he had 13 good conduct medals. And I'm looking at that, and I said, well, whoever wrote this knows that you get a good conduct medal for every 3 years of service. But officers don't get them. Only enlisted people get them. So a guy who'd served for 39 years as an Air Force officer would not have 13 good conduct medals. He'd have none, because they expect good conduct from the officer. So you don't get rewarded for it that way. And looking at it, you know, there's no record of his military service. It just doesn't make any sense. And we go through this time and time again in the UFO field particularly. Or the guy's got a pseudonym. Well, there's no way to verify it. And until we can get the independent corroboration, you know, our best course of action is to say, well, that's an interesting story, but let's see if we can verify it. And with some of these tales of hidden bases and underground bases and all that, we just cannot get the independent corroboration to verify them.
How do we combat all this tenuous kind of, you know, vaporous information that's touted to support, you know, the latest version of, you know, some sort of controversial claim? I mean, this is something that is going to haunt this field forever, unless we can come up with a formula with which to keep these stories, you know, under wraps, or at least out of the public eye until they can be verified. I mean, what about checks and balances in the field of ufology? Is there any hope?
No. Because belief structure comes into play, as does the internet. The internet's really, really crushed any attempts at verification. I did a paper, a long, long paper, some 14 years ago, in an attempt to set up a peer review among UFO researchers. And I looked at the Mantell case, Mantell being the Air National Guard pilot who was killed chasing a flying saucer. And I looked at all kinds of aspects of this. I mean, I went into apoxia and hypoxia and how it affects the human body and how long you can remain conscious at these extreme altitudes without oxygen and all these factors that played into the Mantell case, hoping to set an example. You know, here's what I did. Here's the research. What's his face up in Canada?
Chris
Earl
Witowski?
Bruce Knapp. No, Earl Bruce Knapp. Putting on his UFO updates for comment from our peers in the hopes of inspiring others to look at other cases in a similar fashion where we could all comment on it, as you would in a peer review journal, for example. And it worked to an extent, but nobody ever created a second paper on some other aspect of the UFO field to do the same thing. And that's one of the things we need to do, is kind of come up with some way of peer reviewing stuff. But and that was kind of one of the things in the government UFO files. I tried to provide the information so that you could verify it yourselves, and suggest that we need to independently verify this information before we went off on a tangent. But Anybody with a computer can publish anything on the internet at any time about anything. So there's no.
Yeah, and it can go viral, much to our horror.
Immediately. And I mean, UFO footage being used today, surfacing today, is virtually useless because any 12-year-old kid with a computer can produce an outstanding UFO movie. And there's little you can do to verify the circumstance unless, you know, there's a wide range of witnesses who saw it at separate locations and are not related to the initial poster of that specific piece of video. So it's very difficult to do. But the thing we have to do as serious researchers is look at this stuff and say, you know, okay, that's interesting. I don't believe it. Here's why. And usually the reason is we have no independent verification for it. And that kind of comes back to the question that was being asked. You know, what do you think of this guy and his underground bases at Dulce? And the answer is there's no independent verification for it. I know of a number of documentaries that have gone out to the Archuleta Plateau in New Mexico looking for the signs that people said were there, of the tunnel entrance and all that, and they've never found anything. And, you know, serious researchers have done it. Documentary crews have done it. They've worked with the Apache Nation and just been unable to find anything to verify this. Does that mean it's not there? Well, probably it does, but the point is we have no verification for it now, so we have to look at that a little bit askance.
Oh, we're always looking at skanks in the UFO field. We always have to wonder whether...
No, skanks. I think...
You think so? Oh, well. The book is called The Government UFO Files, The Conspiracy of Cover-Up. And as you see, just going through this is like going through a swamp of information, misinformation, trying to figure out what's going on. And certainly Kevin Randall is one of the best out there to trudge through this and try to go through this and try to figure out what might be going on. Kevin D. Randall joining Gene and Chris for one more segment. You're in
the Paracast.
Nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris, we have one more segment with Kevin Randall, exploring his book, The Government UFO Files, trying to make sense. And as you see, any time you get involved in things involving governments, it's in a swamp. What about other countries, Kevin? Are we all in this conspiracy together around the world? Would you think some second-grade dictator somewhere in some unknown country might say, you know what, I'm going to reveal the secret. I don't care about those people in the U.S. and Russia?
That's happened in the past. The Prime Minister of Grenada in the 1980s, I think, announced that he believed UFOs were real. But the problem is they don't provide any evidence. It's not necessarily a conspiracy among the governments to keep this stuff secret. It's in the national security of specific governments to keep it secret, so they just follow in that. If it was in their best interest to release the information, we'd be talking about that. Nick Pope, in his book on Rendlesham Forest with John Burroughs and Jim Peniston, for example, talk about the British study of UFOs and what their conclusions came to and how it sort of mirrored the Condon Committee report, overlooking evidence, ignoring evidence, and that sort of thing. We've got some interesting cases out of South America. I talked to the pilot who had flown an intercept on a UFO, and he fired on it. And so I asked him the question that everybody assumed, but nobody had asked him, which was, you know, he said he fired on it without results, and I said, well, did you hit it? You know, if you missed it, there's no results. And he said, no, he hit it. He hit the machine gun bullets, hit it, and bounced off. And so we've got some very good stuff like that. But, you know, in the United States, we're very American-centric. And so we tend not to believe that these other nations' research would be as good as ours. So we often ignore what they have to say or what the researchers have to say from these countries. And they produce some extraordinary UFO cases out of all parts of the world. We just tend to ignore them here. And here's an interesting point on the Rendlesham Forest case, the Bentwaters case, where the United States Air Force supposedly saw a UFO land in the Rendlesham Forest in Great Britain. And the United States says, well, the UFO landed on British soil, so it's not our concern. And the British said it was investigated by Americans from the base, so it's not our concern. So the two governments are fighting one another to stay away from this as much as they can, trying to palm it off on the other government. So there's a lot of that kind of nonsense going on as well.
Speaking of nonsense or not nonsense, okay, so you believe that the Roswell crash was real. Do we have any other spaceships on ice somewhere?
There are some other interesting cases. Shag Harbor, for example, in 1968, which, by the way, happened during the Condon Committee, and their investigation involved a phone call to Canada, Shag Harbor being in Canada, and deciding it was just a bunch of teenagers made a report and they weren't going to investigate it. This is an object seen in the sky, fell into Shag Harbor, created some kind of disturbance as it went down. American military forces responded at the invitation of the Canadians. Canadian military forces responded. Apparently Soviet military forces responded in some fashion. The thing was underwater for 7 or 8 days and finally left the area, so I'm sure it counts as a crash. There's a picture of the thing in the air that Don Ledger and Chris Stiles had found. They found police officers who were witnesses. They found documentation from various elements of the Canadian government about this case. So here was a case where they didn't recover anything, but there's some very interesting evidence, multiple chains of evidence, including the photograph, the testimony, and the documentation. So there are things like that out there. We just need to seek them out and not sensationalize them, because we're dealing with an alien race, and that's sensational enough, I would think.
Also, I would think that at some point in time, if they've been here all these years, whether it's one race or many races, wouldn't they show some more evidence of their intent, or are we so low on the evolutionary scale that it doesn't matter to them?
I always talk about the Prime Directive from Star Trek, which was not...
Which, of course, they break all the time, like in the last Star Trek film.
Well, yeah, I just wasn't... Well, the last one counts. I'm sorry.
Star Trek Into Darkness? You don't think it counts?
And the Star Trek one before that, they reinvent the characters and all kinds of stuff. The only good part was they showed Kirk living in Iowa, which was kind of fun for us in Iowa.
Yeah, but you know what?
Well, the movie starts out with them stopping a volcano from erupting and destroying the civilization.
Well, anyway.
And in the first film, by the way, so for example, Captain Kirk's father is really Thor. The actor who plays Thor.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's
really well. The thing that bugged me about that the first movie was Kirk is a cadet in essence on the Enterprise. The captain leaves to go off on his away team or whatever. He leaves Kirk in charge. I don't think so.
Of course they're trying to kind of shortcut everything. Also, in terms of performances, I think Zachary Quinto is a really good actor. As Spock, he looks the role, but he's not Leonard Nimoy, and that was so painfully obvious when you saw them together.
Yeah.
And you realize the personality and the brilliance that Leonard Nimoy brings to this role that he's played for, 45 years or something, and now you've got this young whippersnapper, and he doesn't quite cut it.
Well, just remember, my favorite role from Leonard Nimoy was his role in Them, the giant ant movie from the 1950s.
Right, I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, he's some sergeant comes up and says, people see UFOs, Texans will see them bigger and better or something. That was his whole role in that movie.
One of my favorite sci-fi films.
Well, Earth vs. the Flying Saucers, too, but Spock wasn't.
Well, yeah, of course.
Well, that's the one that Major Kehoe never lived down.
Yes,
Earth versus the Flying Saucers.
But the Prime Directive, of course, they never stuck to. They're always interfering. And in anthropology, here we have sort of the same thing: don't interfere, just observe. But by the mere observation, you're interfering.
Part of the aliens' Prime Directive is to confuse us as much as possible. Without getting caught.
or there was a marvelous movie called Morons from Outer Space.
Okay, folks, you ready for this? This is one of the early Leonard Nimoy films. He plays a villain in the film, actually a movie serial called Zombies of the Stratosphere. Okay. From 1952. Okay. Wow. Got to stop it right there. That's one of the earliest films. He also played on the original Dragnet, by the way, Leonard Nimoy. Yeah, and on Sea Hunt. Yeah. This guy has got this amazing career before he became Spock. But in those cases, of course, nobody knew who he was. He was an invisible actor, just another character actor. Listen, we're just about out of time, Kevin Randall.
Yes.
Tell our listeners where they can find more of your stuff and give yourself a heavy plug for your blog. I love it.
Well, the book Government UFO Files is available on Amazon.com. Feel free to download it as a Kindle book. And if you like the book, give it a review. If you don't like the book, give it a review, because I sometimes find the negative reviews better for deciding whether or not I want to buy a book. I've used the negative reviews to decide whether or not to buy a book in the past. So Amazon.com, it's available in hard copy. At your local bookstores. The blog is called A Different Perspective. If you type my name into the search engine, it'll come up like the first or second entry. If you type A Different Perspective in there, you'll get it. It's at www.kevinrandall.blogspot.com. And I just put something up a couple of hours ago.
That was the one on MJ-12 that we've been discussing. So you can read the original source material, go back to the original article in Open Minds and get more information about it. Let me tell you here, Chris O'Brien has this book called Stalking the Herd. He thought I'd forget it, but I didn't. And let me tell you this, if you go to OurStrangePlanet.com, that's OurStrangePlanet.com, and you order the book directly from Chris, number one, you're not giving Jeff Bezos the profits at Amazon. You're giving the profits and all the money to Chris, and he'll thank you for it by autographing that book for you.
Numbered and signed.
Oh, wow. A numbered copy. So this way, when you're 100 years old, you can sell it off on eBay and make tons of money. You can check us out on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. We are The Paracast on Twitter. We're also on the GCN network at GCNlive.com, or go to our web portal at theparacast.com. Kevin Randall, thanks for joining us on The Paracast.
Thanks for the opportunity.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Henry Ford once said, "A man who stops to advertise and save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time." Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com. TerraGanix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from TerraGanix. Life's getting better.